The Ray Foley Podcast. Tell me I'm wrong.
And joining us in studio this afternoon, it's the one, the only, Lauren Kelly O'Sullivan.
Yeah, how are you?
With a question marks at the end. Lauren.
Good afternoon.
I always call you Lauren Kelly, you see, and then I was like, oh, I better throw on O'Sullivan there as well.
Perfect, you did great.
Is that all right?
Yep.
You can send your emails to jp@todayfm.com. Our show email address is jp@todayfm.com. And Lauren has been furnished with a number of emails and she's picked a few of them for us.
A few doozies today.
Here's how it works, by the way. We go through your email and then the three of us will have a conversation without making any determinations, and then we'll put it to you, our beloved listeners, to vote on whether or not the individual writing the email is wrong or not.
What if I feel very strongly about making a determination?
You just sit on it for a minute,
determination for about 10 or 20 minutes.
Oh.
We can discuss it, but you cannot make a determination until the end of the process.
It is a process.
It's a process. Respect the process, JP. Over to you, Lauren.
Hey, lads. Love the show.
Hey.
I hate my wife's best friend. Straight in there. There's no simpler way of putting it. I hate her. She's awful. She's a drain. And she's never been any different. She hates me. She hates that my wife met me and that we're happy. My wife is lovely and loyal to the core. And they've been friends since they were kids, so I'm stuck with her. My wife and I are expecting a baby in February. My wife wants to ask the best friend to be godmother. I think it's a terrible idea and I've broached it once. My lovely and loyal wife ended up in floods of tears at the thought of upsetting her friend who will be devastated to be overlooked.
Okay.
I refuse to have such a miserable and awful person have any kind of influence, spiritual or otherwise, in my child's life.
Oh, come on.
Surely one parent being so against naming this individual means we have to ask someone else. Tell me I'm wrong.
Okay, I'm ready to go. All right.
I'm not a child owner, so am I out of this conversation?
No,
or can I have a say?
You can have an opinion, yeah, okay. Sure. I am a godfather. I'm a god person. I'm not a great godfather. And I suppose I would like to be a better godfather than I am. But I think that's common in this day and age. That I'm hugely honored to be offered the position of godparent.
Is it still as big a deal?
Well, you see,
nowadays,
this is the thing.
That's why I want to know what people think. Do we care as much about it as we would have?
We care about it at the time. We care about it like the ceremony and being asked and being thought of in that way. Absolutely. But then once all that's out of the way, then life gets in the way. And like I don't see my own kids as much as I would like, let alone someone else's kids, to be a true, proper, thoughtful and loving godparent. I'd like to be, sure. And maybe I have this notion, I still have this notion that I'm going to be this amazing godfather when she's in her teens. She's still a kid now. But when she's in her teens or she's approaching her 20s, I'm going to be an amazing godfather because I'm going to be all hands-on and I'm going to be involved. But I suppose from the perspective of, like you say, this potential godmother, you hate her. On the basis of her being godmother, I don't think you need to really worry because it is just it's a
title. But it's just, I suppose, for him, maybe it's that she's going to be in our life even more. But it kind of sounds like she is anyway.
That, there's no getting rid of her. Well, is she the best friend?
She's the best friend.
Oh, well, like, yeah.
It obviously goes back, but he's like, she's a drain. My wife is just very loyal, but like is quite resentful of our happiness and me and how happy we are. And now this child. And like, I don't know. Like, we don't know all the ins and outs of it, but it sounds like maybe he doesn't think she's a good influence on the wife.
Oh, there's nothing he can do about that. Particularly with an old friendship, it's an old relationship. There's going to be no repairing that. That's going to, you know, you're
stuck with her.
You're just stuck with her.
I never had a godparent growing up.
What?
I never had a godparent. It was never something that was discussed. I knew I had friends who did have godparents.
Well, you were christened, were you?
I was. Is that an automatic process? I was never told about a godparent and I never got the presents
you
that my friends would have gotten.
You have to have someone.
Do you have
is it legally?
If they christened you, you have to have a godparent.
Really though? I think we're making that up. Maybe you can just be christened without a godparent.
As far as I know, I never had a godparent and nor have I ever been asked to be a godparent, which is unusual, you might think, since I've got a best friend and I've had a best friend for 25 years and has had two children, so he's had two different opportunities to come to me, his best friend of 25 years, and say, hey, do you want to step up to the plate, big man?
It never came up.
No.
But maybe Kate hates you and wouldn't let Ray ask you. And
this is an email the emailer is actually Kate. It's actually my wife sending an email in saying that she is the best friend.
I'm not a parent. I have no intentions of becoming a parent right now anyway. surely it's a two-person decision. It doesn't it have to be a two-person decision? But both is, have to be in agreement.
But maybe he has a friend that he's like, or a brother or someone, like a male presence in his life, and you get to pick one each, maybe.
That's the, well, that is the way that generally that's, the godparent
thing
works.
How do people do it? I want to know how people do it. And also, have you ever been in this situation where one of you, like you have just different opinions on who should be the godparent and what a godparent is for your child?
Yeah, there's that. There is that. And I think modern life, we don't have very high expectations. You're not talking about the person, they're going to be living in the spare room every weekend, or they're going to be taking the kids out once a month. I mean, really, their involvement in your family day-to-day life.
We get it. You're a terrible godfather.
I'm not just talking about me being a terrible godfather. I'm just saying generally, godparents are generally terrible, okay? Get off my back. Right. Godparent role is overrated. It's ceremonial for the christening and confirmation. If she's going to be in the kid's life anyway, let her be there as godmother. From Aoife. Aoife, I think you're right, and my view of it is this isn't really just about the godmother role.
No.
This isn't really just about that whole element of it. It's the wider problem, which is this woman is going to be around, and either you're going to get along with each other or you're going to have to resolve your differences.
Do you know what I caught though in the email at one point was, and he said, I did broach it with my wife once and she ended up in floods of tears saying she couldn't possibly upset the friend.
There's got to be an easier way to deal with
this. The friend would feel overlooked. So I'd be interested to hear from anyone who's ever felt overlooked, like they should have been named a godparent, or is that even a thing?
Oh, well, JP says he feels that he should have been named godfather.
In fairness, in hindsight, I think you made the right choice.
Yeah, so which one of them in particular,
kids,
JP?
Neither of my kids like you.
The better one.
We all know who that is. Roisin says, she said, he is wrong. Shame on him. Keep your own personal feelings to yourself and just be civil. I used to be in a similar situation and just have to be an adult about it and get on with it. From Roisin. So being an adult is just like not admitting to your own feelings or owning or admitting the way you feel, is it? I don't know if that's particularly adult, Roisin. And Maura says, godparents are there only for the couple of euros for the special occasions. This is what I was saying. I don't know if it's necessarily that big a role. Martin as well. To be fair, JP, you're up against Ian Dempsey and Matt Cooper for Godfather. Love the show. Hey, from Martin from Limerick. That's a good point, actually. And you know what? They dosh out the big bucks.
Crazy money.
For confirmations and christenings. It's absolutely shocking. And voice notes. Alan's over there.
Hi, Ray. Hi, JP and gang.
Hello, sir.
The whole Christian thing and godparent thing, I think, is it's a bit crazy. I didn't know, like JP, I didn't know my godparents either. They weren't around. But I do think that godparents should be close family members rather than friends, because family will always be around. Friends won't. Just an opinion. I'd throw it out there.
Yeah, well, I suppose a family will always be around. There's no getting away from family. Friends come and go. And that could be an easy get out of jail free card as well. That we go, oh, well, actually, I know you're a friend and you're really close friends from years ago, but we decided to just go with family. And
to get out of jail with her. Yeah.
So that would be a good excuse. And Anonymous in Longford has been on.
Laz, when do you think it's acceptable to stop sending your godchild money for their birthday?
Oh, well, that's a good question, actually. At what age is the cutoff point? I would guess, well, some would probably cut off at confirmation because your duties are fulfilled up to that point.
They're ready for the world.
Yeah, you've raised them in God's eyes.
18 is definitely old enough.
18
you
is
don't
old
go
enough,
beyond 18.
The young one is 20 now.
Oh, geez.
You think I can call it quits yet? Could do with extra few quid, you know? I'm sorry. Say me name, better not reveal who I am or who my goddaughter is.
Stay anonymous, yeah.
Or everyone would be calling me mean. Love the show, guys.
Hey, cheers, brother. All right, then. Let's do this thing. Tell me I'm wrong. Is he, the emailer, wrong?
I don't want to say he's wrong, but there's a way to deal with it.
Mm.
I think there is a get out of jail card here.
I don't think he's wrong. I'm on his side.
I think it's a two-parter. I think what is wrong is the relationship and that needs to be addressed. But on the subject of the godmother, godfather, her being the godmother, I think he is wrong. And he should just let her be the godmother and let that happen. That's not a big deal.
Okay.
So what are we deciding then?
Well, it's two. Okay. I'm
no, you're
it's
against
come down to me.
Yeah, it's coming down to you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, he's wrong.
He's wrong. So he's wrong. It's decided he's wrong.
There you go.
No, we've decided. We've made the decision. Oh, I've voted there. Yeah.
Glad we got there.
I don't like this game anymore. I don't like it when it goes against me. I thought everyone's supposed to agree with me. I've got all the buttons on my side.
I did agree with you.
What? He's wrong.
Yeah. JP said he's right. You said he's wrong.
I said he's wrong on the godmother thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but the relationship, that they need counselling, or yeah, they need to go out together and have a few drinks.
I think
yeah.
he's right to object. You've got to be in an agreement as two parents about the decision.
Nah, it's not really that big a deal.
I'm not a parent.
That's
what do I know?
He's wrong.
What
it's not really that big a deal. The Ray Foley Podcast. Tell me I'm wrong. Send your dilemmas to jp@todayfm.com.